September, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards present Sonny, the Spirit of 76, starring Peggy Ann Garner. And now to preside over our program, here is your Hallmark host, Les Tremaine.
Thank you, Tom Shirley, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're happy about the true story we bring you and the star who plays in it. For it's a refreshing story of youth, and our star is as young as our story. The talented and captivating star of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, Miss Peggy Ann Garner. Peggy, we're delighted to have you on our Hallmark show tonight.
And I'm really thrilled to be here. I love the role I have tonight at Sonny, especially since it's a true story.
Well, does that mean you're maybe a little bit like Sonny yourself?
Could be. Everyone's a little like her, I think. That's what makes the story so good.
I think I know what you mean. Sometime or other, most of us wish we could escape from, well, not necessarily from penthouses, but from an artificial sort of existence. Our lives get cluttered up with so many things that don't matter. So we long for more of the outdoors, for a way of living that's simple and free.
Well, you've said just what I meant. Only much better than I could ever say it.
It must be my association with Hallmark cards, Peggy. They say just what you want to say.
That reminds me of something I liked very much on your show last week. You said, Hallmark cards have a wonderful way of saying things, what's really in your heart.
Why, you surprised me, Peggy Ann. All I expected you to remember was that quick little trick for identifying Hallmark cards.
I remember that, too. I always turn the card over and look on the back for those three little words, a Hallmark card.
Yes, those three little words, a Hallmark card. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you on the Reader's Digest radio edition a wonderful story of horses and cowboys and a girl with yellow hair. Sonny, the Spirit of 76, starring Peggy Ann Garner. The rodeo was in town at Madison Square Garden, and as the crowd streamed out one day after a matinee performance, a slim young girl waited at the side entrance. She was hoping for a glimpse of the cowboys who had just performed in the arena, and when one came along, she stopped him.
Gee, you're wonderful.
Beg your pardon, ma'am?
Oh, you're swell. Honest. Swell elegant.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, don't go away. You haven't told me how you do it.
Do what?
Throw a steer. Oh, you do it so much better than the others.
Oh, did you see the show?
I see it every day when it's in town. I'm mad about cowboys. Not cowboys themselves. Just what they do and how they live and everything. Maybe one myself someday.
Cowboy?
I've got to. It's in my blood.
Well, I'm mighty glad to have met you, ma'am.
Oh, you can't go.
I can't?
You haven't told me anything yet. And there's so much I want to ask you.
About what?
Oh, about you and horses and what it's like to live on a ranch. Is the West really as West as it seems in the East?
I couldn't say, ma'am.
I can ride, you know. Ride like the devil. And jump, too.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I love about horses. They're so brisk and snorty when you know how to ride them.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you like to smell horses?
Well, I don't know as I've ever gone around smelling them.
I have. They're so sweet and horsey.
Ma'am, I don't like to run out on you, but if I don't get my dinner...
All right, I'll let you go. Just tell me one more thing. Now, if you wanted to live on the best ranch in all the West, where would you go?
Well, I don't know too much about all the West, but as far as Arizona's concerned, I like Ma Webb's place.
Ma Webb?
Ms. Noakie Webb. Owns a big cattle and dude ranch out there, and runs it just like a man.
Oh, gee, that's swell. Thanks ever so much for telling me.
Don't mention it, ma'am.
And thanks for talking to me, too. Dear Mrs. Noakie Webb, I'm 16 years old, on the rangy side, but very wiry. I can pin myself 85 times so you can see how strong I am. And horses mean everything to me. I have a father and a stepmother who want me to go to finishing school and keep my nails manicured. But I like horses better. That's why I run away from home and work on a farm every so often. Just to be near them. My father always finds me and brings me back. But now I've made up my mind to go west and work on a ranch, so he won't be able to find me anymore. And your ranch was recommended by a cowboy I met at Madison Square Garden this afternoon. While I was there...
recommended by a cowboy I met at Madison Square Garden this afternoon when I was at the rodeo.
Well, that letter ain't nothing to laugh at, Ma. That kid's plumb loco.
Oh, I don't know, Matt. Girls is always sounding little taps in the head so they start going steady with a fella.
Well, that girl ain't never going to have a steady fella. She's going to marry a horse.
Well, don't know but what I would have married one myself when I was her age. Heck, I'm still crazy about living on a ranch.
Oh, that's different. You know what a ranch is like. This here sunny girl ain't never been west of Madison Square Garden.
Well, she will be pretty soon, according to this here letter.
What do you mean? You mean she's really coming out here? That penthouse pinto?
That's what she says. She says, I'll be out to your ranch as soon as I've saved up enough money for the trip. But I'm going to look you over first, before I decide if I want to work for you or not.
She's going to look us over.
P.S. says, I've signed this letter Sonny Martin, but Sonny isn't my real name. My real one is too silly to mention.
Oh, doggone it, Ma. You're not going to let that saddle-crazy little heifer come out here, are you?
Well, what can I do about it, man?
Go right up back. Tell her we're cattle thieves. Tell her the place is full of poison ivy. Anything, long as she don't come.
She ain't the kind of girl you can put off that easy.
Well, I'll put her off. I'll ride her and tell her I'm the foreman of this ranch and I ain't hiring any new hands. Least of all a runaway Maverick.
Now, cool down a second, Matt. She can't ride her.
Why not?
Well, she didn't put no address on her letter.
Gosh almighty, Ma. What are we going to do?
Nothing, I reckon. We'll just have to let her come out here and look us over.
Car don't go no farther than the gate.
You're sure this is Ma Webb's ranch?
Yep. Old 76. Yonder's Ma and her foreman right at the corral.
Thanks.
You bet.
Hello there.
Howdy.
I guess you weren't expecting me so soon, were you?
Why, no. We wasn't expecting any dude guests today. Take a bag, Matt.
Your thing.
Well, I'm not a dude. I'm Sonny.
Well, I'm mighty glad to... Sonny.
That's right. Didn't you get my letter?
Oh, yeah, we got it. That is, Ma got it.
How are you, Ma?
Howdy.
Looks like you got a nice place out here, all right. I just hope it isn't too nice. I don't want anything sissy.
Oh, no?
That's what I have in New York. Sissy stuff. My parents use finger bowls, you know.
Well, I reckon you won't see anything sissy out here. There ain't a finger bowl on the ranch.
No, nope. We wash our hands in a trough.
That's good. Oh, I just love that sound.
Well, I'll be sure and have Ginger make it for you.
Matt.
Hey, your horses are pretty good. They're your dude string, of course.
Yeah, mostly. We're just getting them ready for a ride.
Well, I'll go with you and get used to some of the trails.
Now, wait a minute, miss.
Good heavens. Who saddled this pony?
One of the dudes.
I thought so. The fence is loose.
Here, you. What are you doing?
Hiding him up. Come on, Brownie. Get your belly in.
Look out now.
I know what I'm doing.
Sure, you do, but the horse don't.
Leave her alone, Matt.
Watch, you get kicked, Ma, and then we'll have to let her stay.
Oh, be quiet. There you are, big eye. That'll hold you. Funny how those horses try to get out with a loose saddle. They'll blow themselves up every time.
I reckon you know quite a little about it.
I've got to know to work on a ranch. What sort of work do you have for me?
Well, now, I'm not so sure.
I won't take housework, you know. Anything to do with horses or cattle suits me fine, but well, I didn't come all the way out here to cook meals or anything like that. Unless you want me to milk the cows.
You milk cows?
I do everything. Wrangle horses, dig the chicks out of their ears, rope doggies, and a pinch I can even handle a branding iron.
Well, suppose you just handle a milk pail for the time being. I'd like to see how you do it.
Don't you believe I can?
Look here, Sonny, seeing is believing. And before I hire anybody, I gotta know what they can do.
Okay, Ma, give me a pail and I'll show you. There's just one thing, though.
What's that?
Well, I have to have a cow, too. This is very bad for
her. Well, I reckon you can stop now. Don't think so, Matt?
Yeah, I've seen enough. Her hands is as strong as mine.
Well, I can't promise I'll stay here forever, you know. But I'll try it for a while anyway.
Well, here now. Don't let us talk you into anything.
Well, I want to be a bulldogger eventually. But I'll stay for a year or so.
A year? Well, gosh almighty, your pa won't let you stay a whole year, will he?
He'll have to. He doesn't know where I am.
Well, we'd better tell him, Ma. The poor man will worry himself to death.
You can't tell my father I'm here.
Why not, Sonny?
Because it'd spoil everything.
But we can't let that poor man pine his heart away. Just imagine how lonely he'll be sitting there in a big empty penthouse, wondering if his daughter's lost in the snow or something. Why, he's liable to get gray hair.
My father hasn't got any hair. Besides, he's not worried about me anyway.
How do you know?
He said so. Last time I ran away, he said he'd disown me if I ever did it again.
Well, you've got to think of our side of it, girl. We can't hire anybody with a worrying father.
He's right, Sonny. You'll have to let us get in touch with your parents.
No. I'd sooner leave than have you do that.
Well, we hate to see you go, kid.
Shut up, Mac. Sonny's staying right here if she wants to.
But she don't want to.
Who says I don't? I'll stay as long as there's work for me. Well, you'd better not try to get in touch with my father, Ma. Because if you do, I'll run away from you, too.
We'll be back in just a moment with the second act of tonight's story from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine, presented by the makers of Hallmark cards, America's favorite greeting cards. And now here's Tom Shirley.
Say, I'd like to tell you a story about a little white-haired grandmother. One day when she was 76 years old, she started to paint pictures. Pictures of the kind of things she remembered. Things she could see from the window of her little house. Things like children ice skating on the river or going to church. And do you know that before long, museums wanted those paintings? Critics raved about them. And Grandma Moses was famous. Now, would you like to see those wonderful pictures? You can, you know, because they have been reproduced on Hallmark Christmas cards. The most unusual and beautiful cards you ever saw. Grandma Moses' Christmas cards are just about the nicest cards you could send to people you really care about. So next time you're out, visit the store that carries Hallmark cards and get some beautiful Christmas cards by Grandma Moses to send to your friends. And now once again, here is your Hallmark host, Les Tremaine.
Our program continues now with the second act of tonight's story, Sonny, the Spirit of 76, starring Peggy Ann Garner. Sonny was strong and willing, and somewhere in her ancestry, there must have been a centaur, because she loved any kind of work with horses. And oddly enough, they loved working with her. Even the meanest old hammerheads became gentle doves when she was around. And sooner or later, she won the respect of every cowboy on the ranch, including Matt, the foreman. Occasionally, however, Ma Webb had to take her to task.
You sent for me, Ma?
Yeah. Sit down a minute, Sonny.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing special. Just wanted to have a little talk with you about the way things are working out.
Well, aren't you satisfied with my work?
Oh, your work's fine. It's just the way you handle the dudes that bothers me a little.
Oh, you mean about getting cross with Mr. Barrow?
That's one thing.
Well, he was cross with Six Fits, and you know Six Fits is a good horse. Just takes a good rider to handle him.
So you told Mr. Barrow he wasn't a good rider.
Well, not in so many words.
No, you used a few more.
Shucks, they were just horse words. Six Fits is the only one who knew what I was talking about.
Well, what about Miss Mallory this morning? What did you say to her when you took her to the corral?
Why, I didn't say anything. Except that she was a little broad in the beam and I'd better get her a bigger saddle.
Sonny, you mustn't say things like that to our guests.
Well, what do I say when they've got big seats?
Now, don't say anything. You just get a big saddle.
All right. Next time I won't say a thing. I'll just snort like the horse.
Now, wait a minute, Sonny. There's something else, too.
What?
Matt says you've been wrestling with our cows.
Well, I told you I wanted to be a bulldogger. I was just practicing up a bit.
On our cows?
Well, the bulls have their horns cut, and the calves aren't big enough, so
now, look here, Sonny. There'll be no more bulldogging on cows. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want you getting hurt, and I don't want the cows getting hurt, neither. So don't you let me catch you at it again.
Yes, ma'am.
You heard what I said, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. And I promise, nobody will catch me at it again.
Ma, Ma, you better come quick. Something's happened to Sonny.
What do you mean? Where is she?
Well, that's just it. We don't know. Her horse come in a minute ago with an empty saddle. She must have been thrown.
Well, don't stand there chawing about it. She may be lying in a gully somewhere, unconscious. We've got to make up a search party and find her before dark.
All right, I'll get Ned and some of the other boys. You coming with us, Ma?
Of course I am. You don't think I'd rest a minute if that poor little girl was... Wait a second.
What's the matter?
Ain't that her coming in through the gate right now?
It sure enough is, by gosh.
Quick, Max, she's hers. Sonny, what happened to you, Sonny?
I'm all right now. I can make it.
Give her a hand, Matthew. She's got a mean bump on her forehead.
Where you been, kid? How'd you get that cut on your head?
Was you thrown, Sonny?
Of course not, Ma. You know there isn't a horse around here that has the nerve to throw me. That old cow kicked me, that's what.
What old cow?
The Brahma. Slipped right off her horn. Kind of twisted to the ground. Trampled all over him.
Doggone it, Sonny. Have you been practicing bulldogging again?
I didn't want you to catch me, Ma. So I took the cow out to pasture.
And shook all the milk right out of her. Why, you confounded little fool. I ought to take you across my knee and give you a good beating.
The cow's done it already, Matt. She won't be able to sit down for a week.
You know something, Sonny? If you were hurt real bad, I'd be in an awful fix with your pa.
Why? It wouldn't be your fault.
It'd be my fault if I couldn't get in touch with him. And I can't if you don't give me his name or address.
Oh, now, let's not start that again.
We've got to start it, Sonny. We've got to finish it, too. I ain't going to take the responsibility of keeping you on here unless your pa knows about it.
Well, if he knew about it, he'd never let me stay.
Then you got no right to be here.
Don't say that, Ma. I can't go back to New York now, not after this. I'd suffocate there. From lack of horses.
What's your pa's name, Sonny?
I can't tell you.
And you won't write him that you're here?
I can't take the chance.
Well, maybe you can't, Sonny, but I can. Literal reaching, by gosh. Gotta reach him somehow. Dear Bureau of Missing Persons, for the last 6 months, a 16-year-old girl named Sonny Martin has been working on my ranch as a cowhand. She's 5'5", blonde hair, blue eyes. She used to live at the... Hello?
Mrs. Webb, please. Mrs. Nokia Webb. This is Craig Martin in New York calling.
Who?
Martin. M as in Mary, A as in Arthur, R as in Robert, T as... Oh, what difference does it make? I'm Sonny's father. Who are you?
Ms. Webb.
Oh. How do you do, Mrs. Webb? I just had a call from the Bureau of Missing Persons. They tell me my daughter's out in your ranch.
Well, now...
Is she a stubborn little girl with blonde hair and a pretty little mouth that can't stop talking about horses?
Well, yes,
I suppose... How the devil did she get out there? Why didn't somebody tell me what she was all this time?
Well, I was...
Never mind about that. She's still there, isn't she?
Yes,
yes, well, keep her there. Keep her in chains if you have to. I'll be on the first plate I can get to Arizona.
Now, get this straight, Matt, because it's awful important. Sonny's father's arriving at 3 o'clock this afternoon. If he's around when he gets here, why, they'll blow the roof right off the ranch house.
Well, what can I do?
You can keep her out of here, until I've had a chance to cool the old boy off. Take her for a ride, let her wrestle with a cow or anything. Just so long as we don't have a head-on collision.
I'm getting tired of waiting, Mrs. Webb. Where's my daughter? Why wasn't she here to meet me when I arrived?
I told you, Mr. Martin, she's out rounding up dogas this afternoon.
Why? That's what I want to know. Why? I traveled 2,000 miles on a plane so I can see her just as soon as it's humanly possible, and she's out playing cowboys and Indians.
Dogas ain't Indians, Mr. Martin.
Well, I don't care what they are. You knew I was coming here at 3 o'clock. Why didn't you tell my daughter?
If I had, she'd been all the way to Mexico by now.
Good Lord, are there horses in Mexico, too?
There's horses everywhere, Mr. Martin, and people that like to be around them, wherever they are.
Well, my daughter can ride every day in Central Park if she wants to.
Oh, that's different.
I don't see why. Those horses smell just as bad there as they do here.
You don't understand, Mr. Martin. It's a different way of living out here. You ought to try it sometime.
What? Living with a horse? I get asthma just passing a milk wagon.
Well, your daughter don't. She's going to want to live out here no matter how many times you come chasing after her.
Just the same, I'm taking Letitia home.
Letitia? Is that what her name is?
That's the name we gave her.
Well, she ought to give it back. What kind of name for a girl like her?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Webb, but we didn't know she was going to turn out this way. Otherwise, we'd have called her Trigger. Now, where is she?
Mr. Martin, Please, please don't make that girl go back to New York. She's learning the cattle business out here.
I'd rather have her learn how to play a zipper.
Now, there's good money in cattle these days, I know.
But she doesn't want to raise cattle. She wants to wrestle with them.
You could sidetrack her from that if you really had a mind to.
How? How? Just tell me how.
By giving her a little start on a ranch of her own. Get her a few head of cattle and let her stay on here for a while instead of sending her back to boarding school. She'll only run away again.
Oh, there must be some way of stopping her.
This is better than stopping her, Mr. Martin. She'll forget all about bulldogging and all those crazy things soon as she starts raising a herd of her own.
Why won't she forget about horses and live in New York where she belongs?
She belongs out here, Mr. Martin.
You think so?
I'm sure of it. Just as sure as her name is Letitia.
Letitia! Letitia!
Why, Dad, what are you doing out here?
Oh, get down off that ferocious animal and I'll tell you.
Oh, no. I'm staying right where I am, Father. Because if you think you're going to take me home, I'll ride away so fast.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Letitia, I can't talk to you in front of a horse. You know they make me wheeze.
Well, I'm not coming down until you promise to let me stay here.
Now, you listen to me, young lady. I want to have a serious talk with you. This is dope. Oh, confounder, will you get away from that animal, Letitia?
My name isn't Letitia anymore, Dad. Don't you understand? I'm Sonny now.
Yes, yes, I know all about that.
But you won't admit it. Not even to yourself.
Admit me? What?
That everybody's entitled to a life of their own. Even girls.
Well, I...
This isn't just a passing fancy of mine. Oh, I've wanted to live out here ever since I was 9 years old. And now that I've done it, I just know there's no other place for me.
No!
Bless you.
Thank you.
I don't want to be stubborn about it, Dad, but well, I was born with this feeling inside me. One of your ancestors must have been a horse thief.
Oh, let me say something.
No, not if you won't let me stay here.
But I'm going to.
What?
I had a long talk with Ma Webb, and after thinking it over...
Oh, Dad, you're wonderful.
You, oh, will you get down off that compounded horse?
You bet I will. Can't chase you from up here. And I'm going to give you the biggest hug you ever had in your life. Ma, what do you think? Dad's going to buy me a ranch.
Well, now, ain't that just fine?
Not a ranch, Letitia. I mean, Sonny, I'm just going to buy you a few cows if Mrs. Webb will let you keep them here.
Oh, you will, won't you, Ma?
Well, I reckon this ranch can take on a few extra heads if you'll settle down and take care of them.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll feed them and milk them and take care of them just like the others.
Only you won't try to wrestle with them.
Oh, no, not the cows. I'll let the calves grow up with horns. Then I can practice all the bulldogging I want with real bulls.
What? Oh, is that the way it's going to work out?
Now, wait a second, Sonny. You know, if your steers have horns, you'll get less money for them when you sell them. 1.5 cents less per pound.
What do you mean?
Well, buyers don't like cattle with horns. Too many injuries and shipping, for one thing. And if a yearling of yours weighs 600 pounds, why, you'd be losing...
$9.
Yeah, just for leaving the horns on.
$9 a head, that's something to think about.
Say, it is. If you sell 100 head of cattle a year, would you be losing $900?
Just for bulldogging.
Well, bulldogging's a load of fun, but $900 is a lot of money.
Now you're talking sense.
I guess I'll have to give up bulldogging, Dad.
Well, that's a relief.
You can't lose $900 a year just to wrestle with steers. I know what. I'll have to take up bronco bucking instead.
Thank you, Peggy and Garner. You certainly made that wide-open West mighty attractive. And Sonny, a girl any horse would leave home for.
That's a real compliment. What are you doing next week, Mr. Tremaine?
We got a swell story, a real thriller.
Oh, what is it?
About a couple of friends who shared a great danger. The star is Wayne Morris.
My, I'll be listening.
You better be. Ladies and gentlemen, join us next week when the makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you from the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine, the story of Giuseppe and the Sergeant, starring Wayne Morris.
I have some little friends down the street who ask me almost every time I see them, who's going to be the doll of the week this week? But they know I know. And they want to hear about each new doll because, like children the country over, they've started to collect Hallmark dolls. But only tonight can I tell the secret. This week's Doll of the Week is Polly Put the Kettle On. Like the Queen of Hearts and all the many other Hallmark dolls, she's out of this world, straight from the land of make-believe. Each doll is 8 inches high, stands alone, and a merry little story about it is told inside in rhyme. And here's brand news for grown-ups. Hallmark dolls are greeting cards, as easy to mail as letters, and they cost just 25 cents. And for this Christmas, listen to this. You can get 8 Hallmark dolls in a wondrous treasure chest, ornamented in rich jewel colors, with a lid that swings back and a removable tray. The chest with 8 different Hallmark dolls costs only $3, with 16 different dolls only $5. Tomorrow, stop at the friendly store near you that carries Hallmark cards and get Christmas gifts straight from Fairyland for the children on your Christmas list. Treasure chest of Hallmark dolls. By Betty Gard in the role of Ma Webb. Everett Sloan appeared as Matt, Charles Sandman as Mr. Martin. Sonny, Spirit of 76, was dramatized by Robert Sloan and was based on the story by Rosemary Taylor as it appeared in the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Loeb, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. This is Tom Shirley speaking for the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy Hallmark cards. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.
Peggy Ann Garner will soon be seen in Columbia Pictures' The Sign of the Lamb. And now this is your Hallmark host, Les Tremaine, saying goodnight to you all until next week at the same time. See you then.